And it's to glorify God with music. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I sat down and sang, I feel guilty. Because I'm singing a hymn to glorify God, and I'm sitting there instead of standing up. And you can't sing sitting down. You just cannot do it. You ask anybody who's ever studied music or taken music, you got to stand up and give it all you got. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Everybody's going to participate. We got some special music, special things. The young people are going to do some special things, and then there's some real super special voices that's going to get up and do some solo works. But anyway, when we sing a hymn, we're going to stand up and sing it, okay? And you're going to sing it glorifying God. That's what this is for. If you're not able to, I'm sure he'll forgive you, okay? So anyway, to start off with our little service, Brother Andrew will be reading some scriptures, just short scriptures in between some of the songs. And before we go into the hymns that you will be participating, our young people over here is going to read the first stanzas of each hymn, okay? So, Brother Andrew, if you would start with Ephesians 3:12 and turn to 3:21 in your hymn book, because that's what we're going to be singing.
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
Okay, and Benjamin is going to read the first verse to that. And guess what it is?
What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to him in prayer.
Fine. Shall we stand and sing?
To bear, what a privilege to carry
That was a lot better than this morning. You can sit for the next one. Well, it's always great to have Sister Inez with her and with us, and she will now do Lamp of My Feet. Okay, now let's turn to 123, and I'm going to ask Brother Andrew to read Galatians 6:14.
But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
Okay, and I'll ask David if he'll come up and read the first stanza of that.
In the cross of Christ I glory, towering over the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime.
Thank you, David. Now let's stand and sing. Just for today. She claims she has a frog in her throat, so I said, we'll hear the frog sing tonight then. So.
That's all I needed.
Oh.
see that was a frog singing. Could we turn to hymn 95, and we'll ask Dave Adams if he'll come up and read the first stanza.
How blessed, how glorious, how joyful to feel the love everlasting of sonship a seal, the love that is perfect, the love that is pure, that we may with patience all things well endure.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, let's stand and sing that one. Ephesians 4:32.
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is never puffed up. Therefore, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven you.
Thank you, Brother Andrew. We've selected a song that was written by Charles Brown and Tom Ficke. I don't know if anybody ever heard of it before, but it's a little choir group that Arlene and I sang with down in Matthews County, and this is one that every time our group does it, it really reaches out and touches everyone that's listening. And it's called Reach Out and Touch, which is something that we all do not do enough of. So we'll try.
Spirit in despair.
out and touch that stranger. Close with our theme hymn 65A.
Everyone is standing and mindful of what has taken place today. I would ask you to think of one thing that you'd like your Heavenly Father to do for you. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thank you, dear Father, for the gift of thy dear Son, our Lord, our friend, and our Redeemer, that he would suffer on the cross to cancel out our indebtedness to disobedience and sin. Thank you, dear Father. And our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to intercede for us. And as we think upon those things which we would like to do, please strengthen us and sustain us in our otherwise fruitless efforts. Thank you, Father, for the blessed hope you instill in our hearts that you have a better plan than we have seen, a plan that lasts beyond our imagination of the stretch of time. We commit ourselves into thy loving care, and we seek thy continued guidance and watch care. We thank you for the word of truth that you've recorded it for us. Father, help us to seek it out and live by it and abide by it and share it as we have opportunity. Bless us, Father, for we are as children needing guidance. And grant us the rest for the evening and some fellowship, we pray, until we meet in tomorrow. We commit ourselves into thy hands now. In Jesus' precious name, amen.